Everything wrong. I can't go anywhere. I can't do anything. No, I can't close my eyes without you and my dreams. You won't leave me alone, even though I know you're gone. I looked around for someone new, but I see you jumping up there with the band, taking me by the hand. Hey, boy, come dance with me. Stuck like a melody in my head, in the bed of my truck by the light.
ABC News is sponsored by Wilson Door and Construction. Discover the benefits of post-frame construction in delivering a building that meets every one of your needs. Contact them today to take the first step towards making your building project an experience you'll never forget. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5:01.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After meeting with President Biden in the Oval Office, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu also meeting with Vice President and presumptive nominee Kamala Harris, discussing the war in Gaza and a ceasefire and hostage release deal that President Biden is working to finalize. Families of American hostages also met with President Biden and Israel's Prime Minister. Liz Hirsch Naftali is the great aunt of 4-year-old Abigail Idan, who was taken hostage and released earlier.
The commitment is that we sat in a room with two men, two great leaders, that we need to be making the decision. And we know that Prime Minister Netanyahu is the person who needs to say yes.
In Northern California, authorities say they've arrested a man suspected of setting one of the wildfires burning out of control in the region. Boeing says the earliest return date to bring two astronauts back to Earth from the International Space Station will be mid to late August. The company's still working to fix leaks and other issues on the Starliner capsule. This is ABC News. Tennis sensation Coco Gauff and NBA star LeBron James also the flag bearers at tomorrow's opening ceremony. Security tight at the Paris Games, France has the largest international peacetime deployment in the country's history. ABC's Maggie Rooley is there.
Champs-Élysées, this is a street normally packed with tourists, gridlocked with cars. Right now, it's been completely shut down for everything except for Olympic traffic.
A new workers' strike for the entertainment industry.
Hollywood production and workers still haven't recovered from last year's writers and actors strike. Now another division of SAG-AFTRA going on strike, video game performers. They've been negotiating with video game producers since October of 2022, and a strike authorization vote passed overwhelmingly last year. SAG-AFTRA says, much like last year's strikes, the use of artificial intelligence is the key sticking point. A statement from the producer says they are disappointed the union has chosen to walk away when a deal was close. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
When things get old, they tend to get a bit crotchety.
Get off my lawn!
With Wick Buildings, you'll never worry about a bad-tempered building. We use machine stress-rated lumber and 29-gauge galvanized steel, making your building longer-lasting. Wick, leaving getting old to those who do it best.
In my day, our pants covered our behinds.
Bring value to your vision with Wick Buildings.
Wilson Door and Construction of Richland Center, your local Wick dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your Wick building.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936, and by Walsh's Ace. whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. Look for mostly clear conditions this evening. Patchy overnight fog is expected with a low of 56. Mostly sunny with slight southern breeze on Friday. It'll be pleasant with a high of 83 and mostly clear with some patchy fog Friday night and a low of 59. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at around 2 miles per hour. And it's partly cloudy outside, and our current temperature is 79 degrees.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Kamala Harris's supporters say the vice president can build on President Biden's legacy after her campaign stop in West Allis Tuesday. Laurel Brooks was one of the many people at the rally who told ABC News they're excited about Harris as the new presumptive Democratic nominee.
Kamala has the energy to take all of that and move it forward and steamroll right over Donald Trump. Mop the floor with him.
Women Democrats in Wisconsin say they're excited about Kamala Harris as the new presumptive nominee. Sally Grange spoke to ABC News after Tuesday's rally.
I have always, my whole life, felt a woman knows how to multitask and do this job in a professional way, and it would be wonderful to see that in my lifetime.
Wisconsin Republicans say they want to know how much Kamala Harris knew about President Biden's fitness for office and if she helped hide his decline. U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde.
When did she know that the decline was happening with Joe Biden, that he wasn't capable of running for the presidency? And if he is not capable of running for the president, then he is not capable of being the president.
Wisconsin GOP Chair Brian Schimming says Harris is being anointed the presumptive nominee without vetting by primary voters. Wisconsin Republicans say voters should decide if Kamala Harris should be the Democratic nominee for president, not powerful insiders.
Kamala Harris has never won, ever, a single presidential primary or caucus, ever. And she is the new nominee of the Democratic Party.
Wisconsin reaction to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Wednesday address to Congress reveals a deep partisan divide over the war in Gaza. Senator Tammy Baldwin was the only Wisconsin Democrat to attend, but said she was deeply disappointed that the Israeli leader has failed to end the operation and bring home Israeli hostages held by Hamas. House Democrats Mark Pocan and Gwen Moore boycotted the speech and, like Baldwin, argued Netanyahu ought to be prioritizing a ceasefire. House Republicans reiterated their support for Israel. Congressman Derek Van Orden criticized Vice President Kamala Harris for not attending, calling her absence offensive in a post on X. Harris attended a previously scheduled event at a college sorority and had a separate meeting with Netanyahu. Wisconsin high school seniors may soon be receiving direct admissions to UW system campuses. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman says Wisconsin high school seniors who have met program requirements will be notified of their offers starting next week and continuing into September. Under Direct Admit Wisconsin, qualified high school students from participating schools are automatically admitted to up to 10 UW schools without ever having to submit an application. Students are admitted based upon grades and coursework after completion of their junior year. Rothman says students should watch their school email accounts for the notices and instructions on what to do next. UW-Madison, UW-Eau Claire, and UW-La Crosse are the only UW schools not participating in the program. Investigators in Iowa have closed their investigation of a murder-suicide that ended in Dane County. The Iowa State Medical Examiner's Office has determined that the gun, which 37-year-old Alexander Grunke used to kill himself, was the same weapon which killed 32-year-old Tana Poppy. Her body was found at a Dubuque County residence on the evening of April 10th. Poppy's 5-month-old child with Grunke and a 13-year-old girl were not in the home. Grunke left the younger child with a family in Dane County before leading deputies on a chase. He and the girl both fired at deputies before officers used road spikes to end the pursuit. Both fled into nearby woods where the 13-year-old was found unresponsive. She later died. Grunke committed suicide after breaking into a family's home and barricading himself in the basement. Today is the halfway mark of EAA Air Venture 2024. Communications Director Dick Napinski says there are four more days and five more air shows to come.
Saturday night, we've got another night air show. We have got afternoon air shows tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. So come on out for that. But Saturday night, we're going to do it all again, put the drones back up. We're going to go stop at the fireworks stand again and go get some more stuff. Put it all up in the sky again.
This year marks the 100th anniversary of the Royal Canadian Air Force. As part of the celebration, EAA invited the Snowbirds to the Air Venture.
Now, a lot of people are familiar with the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds, and they're quintessentially American. You put the biggest, loudest engine you can on something and fly as fast as you can all over the place. Meanwhile, the Canadians, the Snowbirds, are this wonderfully elegant nine-ship team that work with music, and to watch them synchronize through the sky and what they do is just a wonderful display.
The Snowbirds will perform in the EAA air shows on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Plain Fire and EMS three-day celebration is this Friday through Sunday. WRCO intern Michael Hernan has more.
The Plain Fire and EMS three-day celebration is a tradition. Danny Herfel says there's fun for everyone at the weekend-long celebration.
Everything kicks off on Friday afternoon, the baseball tournament. It's going to be a 12 and under tournament this year. There's eight teams going to play in that, and kicks off Friday night, and that'll go all day Saturday and then into Sunday. And then of course we have all the live music. Friday night will be the High Mileage Band, and then Sean Shell on Saturday afternoon, he'll bring some of his music, and then the big band Cherry Pie on Saturday night, and then Donnie Ray's X going to play after the parade on Sunday.
The parade will step off Sunday.
So the parade will be at 11 o'clock on Sunday. If you have anything you want to put into it, show up at the church and get registered. And the longer the parade, the better. It seems to always draw a really good showing, and I appreciate everyone that comes and puts something through it.
The chicken barbecue will be returning this year.
Chicken barbecue is on Sunday after the parade. Definitely come down the park and have a big chunk of chicken. Yeah, and same meal again this year as last year. It'd be the half a chicken and baked potato, baked beans, cookie, bread. And and if you choose that you want to just get it and go home, we're going to do the drive-through again down on Bridge Road. So go down there and jump in line after the parade if you choose.
Wisconsin State Highway 23 will be closed due to road construction. The path affected is from Spring Green to Loganville. Here's John Ruland on some alternate routes you can get to Plain.
If you're coming from Spring Green to take Big Hollow Road off 14 to County G to County B, and that'll bring you right in. So it's not a big inconvenience. You can't really drive 23. You can, but it's 45 mile an hour speed limit currently. And if you try to go during the week, there's a lot of flagging operations going on. And if you're coming from the north, you can go up double G to G and back down to N. So it's not, I've done it a few times. It's not that many miles out of the way, not that many minutes out of the way. Plus you're being safer then.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
A Wisconsin lawmaker is hoping to make Apostle Islands a national park. Tom Tiffany has introduced the Apostle Islands National Park and Preserve Act, which would give the state its first ever national park. The legislation would redesignate the Apostle Islands from a national lakeshore to a national park and would also designate Sand Island as a national preserve to maintain existing hunting access. Tiffany says the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore is an unrivaled destination that is more than worthy of being elevated to a crown jewel of the national park system. The 7th District Republican introduced the bill at a federal land subcommittee hearing this week in Washington.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's final statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Randy Hendricks, 54, of Richland Center, died Saturday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this evening from now until 8, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be directed to the family for funeral expenses. Randy Hendricks, 54, of Richland Center. Brent Anthony, Tony Vinglish, 56, of Muscadet, died July 13th at his home. Memorial services will be held Friday from 4 to 6 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Brent Anthony, Tony Vinglish, 56, of Muscadet. Eloise Skip Miller, 93, of Richland Center, died July 17th at Pine Valley Community Village. Services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 6, and again Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Pine Valley Foundation, St. Jude's, or a charity of your choice. Eloise Skip Miller, 93, of Richland Center. Donald G. Powell, 77, of Sandusky, died Sunday at home after a long battle with cancer. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 1 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Loretto. Burial will be in the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. A memorial fund has been established. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Donald G. Powell, 77, of Sandusky. James Cannon, 58, of Laramie, Wyoming, died suddenly June 3rd while at work. There will be a celebration of life at 10 o'clock Sunday at Rock Laramie Church in Laramie, Wyoming. A reception will follow at the church. James Cannon, 58, of Laramie, Wyoming. William S. Bill McCorkle, 86, of Richland Center, died Friday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 4 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. A private family burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Richland Center Fire Department. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for William S. Bill McCorkle, 86, of Richland Center. David Owen, Doc O'Connor, age 66, died July 8th at home. A celebration of life will be held in the near future. In lieu of flowers, please consider a donation to the family in care of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. David Owen, Doc O'Connor, age 66. Helen Ann Gillingham, 82, of Gillingham, died Sunday at the Richland Hospital. No formal funeral services will be held. Memorials may be directed to the Fancy Creek Cemetery Association or a charity of your choice. The Pratt Funeral Service is assisting the family of Helen Ann Gillingham, 82, of Gillingham.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all. For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect, whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Summer heat and humidity can be harmful or even deadly for pets. With this in mind, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society offers the following hot weather tips. First, if you are uncomfortable because of heat and humidity, chances are your pets are too. Do everything you can to keep them cool and comfortable during summer heat. If your pet is outside, make sure there's plenty of shade and fresh, cool, clean water available. And finally, never leave pets in vehicles during the summer, as heat inside a vehicle can reach dangerous levels very quickly, even when windows are cracked open. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good afternoon. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradford for WRCO. We are going to continue to have pretty decent conditions for our area. We have a high pressure system that is sitting right over the state, so plenty of sunshine and pretty decent, as I said, weather is going to be sticking around. Later today, we're looking at a high in the low 80s. It's going to be have a few clouds, otherwise plenty of sunshine. Tonight, mostly clear. Now, we are expecting some patchy overnight fog as we continue through our overnight hours into tomorrow. Lows dropping just in the mid-50s. For our Friday, we're looking at mostly sunny skies and a slight southern breeze coming in from the south and southeast up to 10 miles an hour. Highs in the low to mid 80s. For Friday night, we're looking at mostly clear skies with some patchy fog once again. Lows dropping just to the low 50s to low 60s. Now for a Saturday to start off our weekend, we're looking at partly cloudy skies. Going to be a bit breezy with southern winds coming in up to 20 miles an hour. And it's still going to be warm, but it's going to be more on the humid side. Looking at highs in the mid 80s. For our Sunday, we are going to have a mix of sun and clouds. Once again, another day of humidity. Isolated showers and storms are expected to increase in numbers as we get into later on in the Sunday evening. Looking at a high of 86, a low of 66. For Monday, more clouds than sun, and once again, more humidity. Scattered showers and storms are expected. Highs getting closer to those upper 80s as we get through our Monday. Tuesday, we're looking at slight chance of showers early on in the day. Otherwise, partly sunny skies, and it's going to be warm and humid once again. We're looking at a high of 88 degrees, a low of 67. And getting into our Wednesday, we're going to have a mix of sun and clouds. Once again, another day of hot and humid. Storms could be developing as we get into the evening hours. Highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. Hope everyone has a great day. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Heath Bradford.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's partly cloudy and 80 degrees, which is currently our daytime high, and a morning low of 58. Yesterday's high was 76, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1934 and 2012 is 98 degrees, with a record low of 47 set back in 1959. Last year's high was 89, with a low of 65. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:32, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:45. Winds are out of the southwest at 2 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.19, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 80 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
The end of the work week is a busy time for...
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. Church League... Richland Center Church League softball action is going on this evening. These are makeup games that were canceled on July 22nd and rescheduled for this evening. And on the East Diamond at 7, it's going to be St. Mary's versus Richland Baptist Temple 1. Richland Baptist Temple 2 will umpire. And at 8:15, Richland Baptist Temple 2 will take on Church of the Nazarene. And St. Mary's will umpire that game. On the West Diamond at 7, Free Methodist will receive a forfeit from Bethel Lutheran. And at 8:15, the Mission will be taking on the Boscobel Assembly of God. Free Methodist will be umpiring that game. The final game of the regular season will be played on Tuesday, July 30th. For more information about Church League softball, visit the league's webpage at rcchurchleague.com. Home Talent League Baseball is going on tonight and will be running through the weekend. With a report on Home Talent League Baseball is Michael Hernan.
The end of the work week is a busy time for Home Talent Baseball Night League. Playoffs are around the corner and there are playoff spots on the line. Here's the aerial action starting with the Northwest section tonight. Plain will be at Maisel Mini. Arena will be at Wisconsin Dells, and Reedsburg will travel to Dodgeville. Dodgeville can clinch a playoff berth with a win or an arena loss to Wisconsin Dells. Then tomorrow, Sauk Prairie will be at Cazenovia. Congratulations for Reedsburg clinching the Northwest section title, and congratulations to Sauk Prairie for clinching a playoff spot. Other games tonight, Black Earth will finish off the regular season as they go on the road to Poinette. Black Earth can clinch the 2 seed in the Central section with a win and an Ashton loss to Verona. And then Pine Bluff Mount Horeb will be at Ridgeway. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thanks, Michael. Wisconsin Athletic Director Chris McIntosh has signed a 5-year contract extension that includes a pay raise. McIntosh's contract will now run through June 30th, 2029. He has served as Wisconsin's athletic director since Barry Alvarez's retirement in the summer of 2021. Wisconsin said McIntosh will make $1.45 million in base salary this year with an annual $50,000 escalator clause. McIntosh's original contract had given him a base compensation of $1 million for 2024.
Summer weather in Wisconsin can be unpredictable, to say the least. That's why Schwartz Insurance in Richland Center would like to ask you if you have an updated insurance portfolio. Would you have enough coverage if you lost everything? Schwartz Insurance offers a package of insurance protection that can include property, liability, and vehicle coverage with Wilson Mutual Insurance. Call 647-8891 to be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency in Richland Center.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. Another eighth-inning clutch hit provided the winning run as the Brewers took a low-scoring series in Wrigley Field with a 3-2 victory yesterday. Blake Perkins scored on a double by William Contreras that rolled to the wall. Despite losing National League batting average leader Christian Yelich to the injured list, Milwaukee just keeps winning. It took 2 out of 3 in the series against the Cubs, despite scoring just 5 runs. The double by Contreras was the only extra base hit in the last 2 games. Jacob Yunus got the win, and Joel Piamps earned his 5th save. Today is an off day with a weekend home series against the Marlins starting tomorrow. Dylan Cease pitched the 2nd no-hitter in San Diego Padres history with a 3-0 win over the Washington Nationals today that completed a 3-game sweep. After falling one out short of a no-hitter 2 years ago when he gave up a single to current teammate Luis Arraez, Cease accomplished the feat when he retired C.J. Abrams on a game-ending flyout to right. Cease struck out 9 and walked 3 in his 3rd complete game in 145 starts. He threw a career-high 114 pitches. Joe Musgrove pitched the Padres' 1st no-hitter against Texas on April 9, 2021. Packer coaches had to do something. The defense was dominating, and the quarterbacks had no time. That's why the switch was made to undrafted free agent Kadeem Telfort. The 6'7", 322-pound tackle has at least temporarily displaced first-round draft pick Andre Dillard on the offensive line. Telfort tells Sports Illustrated that last year on the practice squad was humbling, but he gives credit to off-season workouts with friends and wide receivers Jaden Reed and Dontavian Wicks for big improvements in his footwork and speed. And LeBron James, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and other NBA stars will carry their home's country flags at the opening ceremonies for the 2024 Paris Olympics. Antetokounmpo will be the flag bearer for Greece, and the veteran James will represent the United States. The giant event will take place on the Seine River tomorrow at 12:30 Central Daylight Time. That's 12:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time, with the flag bearers riding in boats. The Olympics will take center stage through August 11th. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lake Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Basketball, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
Get ready for the Iowa County Ducks Unlimited event Friday, August 2nd, 2024. Join us at Dodger Bowl 318 King Street, Dodgeville. Doors open at 5:30. Enjoy delicious roast beef and pulled pork sandwiches, hors d'oeuvres, and free tab beer while supplies last. Win big with the Shotgun of the Year, a Browning Maxis 2 Ultimate, and the Handgun of the Year, Kimber 1911 KW Custom. Get more with Duck Bucks. Buy a $100 package and receive $120 worth of tickets. Register by July 29th for a chance to win a $120 Duck Buck card. Register at iowacountydu.org and don't miss out.
The annual Southwest Wisconsin Two-Center Club Tractor Show is on August 3rd and 4th from 8 to 4 each day. Experience truck, tractor, implement displays, field demonstrations, and a flea market. Kids can join the Kinchy Pedal Pull on Saturday with registration at 10 a.m., a corn dig, and money hunt. Located off Highway 133 East on Perta Bay Road near Bosco. Sunday features Cowboy Church at 9 a.m., free admission and food daily. For more details, call 608-485-1623. All makes and models are welcome. Come celebrate our Furman heritage with us.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Soybeans, corn, and cattle were higher Thursday. Hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were higher. Medium range forecasts continue to look hot and dry for most of the region, potentially stressing beans. Unknown did buy 264,000 tons of new crop U.S. soybeans ahead of the open. August was 5 higher at 11.16. September was up 14 and a quarter at 10.74 and a half. August soybean meal was $9 higher at $3.52.40. August soybean oil is 21 points lower at $45.81. Corn was modestly higher, monitoring that potential stress from the hot, dry weather on tap for most of the Corn Belt. New crop sales were solid and demand for ethanol use is bullish. September corn was up 2 1/4 at $4.06. December was 2 3/4 higher at $4.20 3/4. And wheat was lower. Wheat export sales were down on the week as Russia continues to dominate the global market. Those losses were despite some U.S. and world weather concerns. September Chicago was 9 1/4 lower at $5.37 3/4. September Kansas City was down 6 at $5.61 1/2. September Minneapolis wheat on Thursday was 7 cents lower at $6.03 3/4 of a penny. Live and feeder cattle were up, with box beef higher at midday, watching the direct cash cattle markets. Megan Grebner has more on how that direct cash cattle business started to develop in just a moment. August live was $2 higher at $188.90. October was up $2.32 at $188.60. August feeders were $1.50 higher at $258.62. September feeders were up $1.20 at $257.90. And hogs were mixed out of the USDA's cold storage report and monthly livestock slaughter numbers, which were out after the close. August lean held at 93.77. The October hog contract was down 22 cents at 77.80. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets coming up after this brief break.
I am talking with Kurt Martins, a technical service representative for BASF, who says producers need to use a diverse strategy to prevent HPPD resistance.
I highly recommend growers continue to scout their fields, look for those escapes, and do what they can to reduce those escapes. That might mean some mechanical tillage, pulling out those one or two stragglers that you see out in the field. Always great to start now, looking at what's working and what's not working, and start making those plans for next year. It's an excellent recommendation. Reach out to your nearest BASF retailer to work with them to make a plan for utilizing BASF herbicides into their crop. Again, the earlier we can start, the better plan that we can make, the better success that we're going to have going forward.
For more information, connect with your local BASF technical service representative or retailer.
The light round of direct cash cattle business Thursday. Deals in the south were at $190 live, about $2 higher than the previous week's business. The north was quiet as bids nor asking prices surfaced Thursday. Look for some business to hold out until sometime Friday. Box beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand from moderate offerings. Choice down 22 cents at $3.12.46. Select was $1.15 higher at $2.95.11. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head, up 5,000 on the week and down about 4,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a moderate negotiated run. Barrows and gilt at the national daily direct down 79 cents with a weighted average of $84.51. The Iowa Minnesota was 57 cents lower with a weighted average of 85.12. The Western Corn Belt down 57 cents with a weighted average of 85.12. Pork values were higher, up $1.19 at $105.95. And estimated hog slaughter was 475,000 head, even on the week and up about 16,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log and Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber today. Meister Log and Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
I'm Nicole Haslip with Ag Headline News. I'm Brownfield. An ag economist says farmland prices rose in July after two consecutive months of declines. Ernie Goss with Crane University tells Brownfield it's likely a short-term phenomenon.
When we asked the bank CEOs about looking forward in farmland prices over the next 12 months, they expect a 3.6% cut.
More news next on Brownfield.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer has vetoed incentives in the state's budget to expand E15 adoption. Executive Director of Michigan Corn Growers Association, Jim Zook, tells Brownfield farmers are extremely disappointed.
This minor help compared to the EVs, it sure is a slap in the face of the farmer. When we need this, we need demand for ethanol to help out on the low prices that the farmers are seeing right now.
Kansas State University is highlighting how artificial intelligence can be used in weed control.
When these machines are working, they're creating all sorts of maps showing where they have sprayed, how much they have sprayed. So basically, at the end of the day, they can see that I end up spraying only 20% on my field.
And an Iowa farmer says he recently finished harvesting the best winter wheat crop he's ever raised.
With the moisture that we had last fall and then the moisture we had this spring, we were hopeful. You know, the last couple years, it's been so dry in late September when we've seeded that wheat.
I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield.
Time to beef up cattle biosecurity. Hello, I'm Jared White with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Biosecurity should be top of mind for many dairy and beef producers following the discovery of avian influenza virus type A, or H5N1, in dairy herds for the first time this spring. In this Managing for Profit, Dr. Joe Gillespie, Senior Professional Services Veterinarian with Boehringer Ingelheim, discusses biosecurity basics. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
Grammy Award-winning Brothers Osborne, live in concert. State Fair Main Stage, presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Sunday, August 4th, with special guest Sarah Evans. Get tickets now at wistatefair.com. Their self-titled album, Brothers Osborne, is available everywhere. Brothers Osborne, live in concert. Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular.
The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, 2024. So don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Joe Gillespie, a veterinarian with Boehringer Ingelheim, says beef biosecurity can start simply.
It's understanding what the risks are of movement of people and livestock on our facilities, both moving in and out. If I'm going to buy some replacement heifers, what's that risk?
He tells Brownfield,
it's almost like an emergency management plan, but it's for livestock and the risk of disease getting on the farm. They can start at the simple level of knowing what the traffic flow is and off my farm for people, feed supplies, livestock. And so I know where there might be a risk for contamination and how can I better manage it.
Gillespie says quarantining is also a good practice.
If animals arrive and start to be unhealthy, they're probably going to show clinical signs of disease within 2 to 4 weeks. And it doesn't have to be off-site. You know, we can pin them separately because we know as an industry, commingling causes the most increase in morbidity or sickness in livestock. And so if we have it in our plan to manage the flow of animals in, then reduces the risk of some sort of pathogen or disease breaking out in a particular herd.
Gillespie says everyone on the operation needs to be biosecurity aware.
I feel like the swine industry does a really good job of understanding the risk of biosecurity. And if we think about our farm and ranches in the U.S., the majority of them are family-owned farms. So we kind of negate the idea of doing training, but understanding the risk of moving disease from place to place just helps us all think about it. And when we think about it, we're less likely to have that happen.
Gillespie says keeping up with herd vaccinations can also help.
Because if I have animals that are protected against a particular virus and I bring that virus in with importing new cattle into my operation, then there's low risk for the herd that's already there. If they're not vaccinated, then they're at risk of all of the pathogens that a new animal could bring in.
He says it's all about limiting exposure.
Allowing access increases risk, and limiting access will reduce risk. And that's our goal with the biosecurity plan.
Dr. Gillespie says producers can contact their vet and their State Department of Agriculture for help building a biosecurity plan. I'm Jared White with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
With him out of state tags, I fell in love before he unpacked his bags. One look, one smile, wanna watch your name. One, what you doing later? Wanna grab a drink, and it was.
Danielle Bradbury from 2018 with Thomas Rhett and Goodbye Summer. And I'm Tim Thede. I'll be here till the top of the hour playing some great music and giving you information as we comes along, and hoping you're having a great Thursday evening. And I don't agree with Danielle and Thomas. Don't say goodbye summer yet. Loving summer right now. Right now our temperature is at 79 degrees according to the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge at 548. And looks like tonight, no rain expected or anything. Maybe some overnight fog. And it's supposed to be mostly clear with a low of 56. And tomorrow's supposed to be a really nice day, too. Good day to kind of kick off the weekend. And mostly sunny with slight southern breezes and pleasant, and a high of 83. And through the weekend, it is supposed to get a little warmer, but it's not supposed to rain until possibly maybe some isolated storms throughout the day on Sunday and then rain in the evening. So get out and enjoy this weekend. Won't have too many more of these and stuff, but I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but only like 5 months away from Christmas. Sorry I brought that up, but just wanted to show you how quickly this year's gone by. So like I said, get out and enjoy that weather while you can. From the WRCO Lost and Found, a female brown-haired sheep. It was found on Canton Road. If this sounds like your sheep, please give a call to 608-604-5919. And going on tonight, Dr. Christine Richards will talk about different ways to prevent pregnancy, including barrier methods, hormonal options, and surgical techniques during her presentation. Options for contraception is going on, that presentation is going on tonight at 7 at the Richland Center Democrats Building. Dr. Richards is a family physician obstetrician who has worked at the Richland Hospital for over 20 years. All are welcome to this casual conversation, which is free and open to the public.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is Bev from Cobison Buses. Being a bus driver and providing safe transportation for our students to and from school is a very rewarding job. I have a great group of drivers, and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers here in Richland Center, and we also have an option for drivers to travel to our DeForest terminal daily. This can be a 40-hour per week job or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided, and you get paid from the time you leave the Richland Center terminal. Starting pay in September is $21 per hour with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call me at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Looking for great deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer on state and local municipal surplus. They offer daily auctions with a wide variety of items, including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com now before you miss today's auctions. Don't forget to like Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Happy bidding!
Great news for roofing contractors. America's number one selling shingle just got even better. New GAF Timberline HDZ shingles now feature patented layer lock technology that mechanically fastens to common bond. What does that mean for you? A larger nailing area. In fact, the GAF Strike Zone nailing area is up to 600% larger than traditional shingles for faster, more accurate installations. But the best news is this. You can find Timberline HDZ shingles in stock at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
WRCO is once again proud to host the Walk with Grace radio auction. We will hold it on air July 29th through August 2nd from 10 a.m. to 12 noon each day with two bidding windows each hour. We have outstanding items lined up once again for you to bid on. Each day, Phil Nee will talk about the items as he opens the bidding window. However, if you follow WRCO Radio on Facebook, you will have access to an items list a full 10 minutes before each bidding session is opened by Phil. Stop by Facebook today to view our list of fabulous donation partners.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Get lost on me. The second I looked into your eyes, baby, I held on for my life. No matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be. Even if the whole world turns itself against us, I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you. Even I've got you right here with me. Whatever.